I'm Sian Herbert, a researcher at ODI. I'm here at the European Development Days conference in Brussels. And earlier today, part of the European Think Tanks group, we hosted a panel on inequality. And now I'm standing here with Guji Lauria, who's an international affairs officer at the World Bank. So Guji, could you tell me, what is the World Bank doing in its policies towards middle-income countries?
Well, the World Bank is trying to stay engaged with middle-income countries. Our overall mission is to end and reduce poverty. We are a world and global institution. We came out of our beginning started by addressing economic problems in Europe, and therefore we've always felt that wherever there is poverty, whether in developing or developed countries, it's our role to address this. So we feel that it's very much very important for us to stay engaged in developing, in middle-income countries, because the majority of the poor live in middle-income countries. At the moment, we are just launching a campaign called What Will It Take? And this is trying to engage all stakeholders, governments, civil society, the private sector, asking them the question, what will it take to end poverty? We're approaching the end of the Millennium Development Goals. And if you know, the Millennium Development Goals will probably only be achieved because of great progress made in some middle-income countries. China is one where the rates of poverty fell dramatically, both in terms of severity and numbers. And therefore, we realize that to achieve either the Millennium Development Goals or post-2015 poverty goals, we have to stay engaged in middle-income countries. We would very much appreciate any response from you in terms of providing us with ideas, support on what it will take to address poverty in middle-income and developing countries.